Our days are indeed warming up, but as you can tell if you get up on the early side, it is still kind of cool overnight and lingering into the early morning. Joining us live, WTOP's garden editor Mike McGrath. I know he's going to scold me because last weekend I planted my tomatoes in the yard. Is it too early?
Well, it depends on where you live. If I lived in the heat sink of the city in central D.C. where the nights stay warmer, I might have a tomato plant or two outside, but they would only be early varieties like Early Girl or 4th of July. I wouldn't have any heirlooms out. And if I lived out by Rockville or outlying areas like that where it's going to drop into the low 40s this weekend, I would certainly not have tomatoes out. It's not just about frost. It's cold temperatures. You're getting your tomatoes off to a bad start. You're sending them to a disabled daycare. It's non-functional.
Don't make me feel guilty now. Come on.
I'm calling the Tomato Protection Authority. I think your tomatoes need a lawyer and a court representative.
But traditionally, the first weekend in May is pretty safe, isn't it?
There's no thing as tradition or safe anymore ever since Jor-El seems to have taken control of our planet's weather. I mean, you know, everything is crazy dropping into the 40s. Now, if it is going to go down to 40, or if the first number is 3, just put a cardboard box over top of each plant early in the evening and take it off first thing in the morning. But if you're going to try to cover a garden, make sure you put up supports first. Put up some chicken wire or something, and then run sheer curtains or rime over top of that. Don't try to cover plants with plastic or tarps or heavy material. You'll just smother them. It's better to expose them to the cold. But generally, people who wait, people who are cowards and plant on the 15th, get tomatoes the same day or earlier than people who plant on May 1st.
He's going to rub it in all morning long. And, you know, I finally stopped putting that wood mulch down this year because of you. Now I feel like going out and buying a ton of it and putting it out there.
You have become a good boy. Don't go backwards. Now, let's remind everybody, tomorrow is my last area appearance of the season, and you bring up, I'm sure you mulched with compost this year.
Leaf Pro.
I'm going to be out at a big compost facility in Manassas on Balls Ford Road, Prince William County. It's going to be at 11 a.m. and 1 p.m., I'm going to give free workshops on how to make compost, how to use compost, answer everybody's gardening questions. People can see the compost that area has available to the residents.
Excellent.
And it's going to be a beautiful day. And still a little too early to plant your tomatoes, so it'll be a good thing to do to resist temptation.
All right, Mike, we'll look forward to it. Mike McGrath is our Friday Yard Warrior.